There have been many calls for unity in the wake of the Bondi attacks, but it's fair to say that hasn't been what we've seen from some politicians this week. There have been protracted debates about whether gun reform is necessary, pressure on the federal government to launch a royal commission, and accusations from the opposition that Prime Minister Anthony Albanese hasn't done enough to combat anti-Semitism. So how is this all being received by the public? Kos Samaras is a pollster, former Labour strategist, and now director of the Redbridge Group. Welcome back to Radio National Breakfast.
Good morning.
Kos Samaras, the Prime Minister has been heavily criticised by current and former coalition politicians for not doing enough to prevent and to respond to the Bondi attack. What do voters think there?
The one thing that voters are looking for is decisions by governments, whether it's federal or state, that lead to them being more safe, or sense that what occurred over a week ago now will not occur again. Now, I would say that up until now, I think they're still waiting to see what more actions that governments are going to take to reach that objective. But also, Australians do not like politics being played in the middle of a crisis.
And interestingly, I see the opposition leader Susan Lee's approval rating has dropped. Now, why do you think that is?
It's exactly to the point I just made, and that is that if you are playing politics in the middle of a crisis, most Australians just don't think about politics like those within the political bubble do. When they see these sort of incidents occur in this country, and this is quite drastic, obviously, they want everyone to band together and work together to make Australia a safer place. It would not surprise any of your listeners that most Australians today will be thinking, well, do I go to the beach? Is that a risk? Now, that's quite a drastic mindset change here in this country, particularly as we head into summer and the holiday season where most families were planning a holiday down the beach. Unfortunately, they're still left with a question mark. What does the world look like in the next coming months and years if the political class don't get together and come up with some solutions?
Susan Lee's been very visible, or at least in the first week following the attacks, down at Bondi. Does that not resonate with voters, her presence there?
No, I mean, the fundamental challenge for anyone in politics is, during a crisis like this, to show some level of calmness, unity, and of course, given she's the opposition leader, ask serious questions about the government's response, but not some of the comments that I and many others have read and heard, and which just seem like they're political point scoring.
I guess a crisis can be a time when a political career is made or broken. Mm. The one politician who seems to be being well received by the public is the New South Wales Premier Chris Minns, and we saw that play out in quite dramatic fashion at the vigil 1 week on from Bondi, where the Prime Minister was booed and Chris Minns received applause and some people stood up. What is he doing that's landing so well?
I think with him, it's a classic case of being consistent with your narrative for many months and years. Since October 7, he has been consistently criticising particular elements of the Australian community that were showing high levels of instances of aggression towards the Jewish community, and so that, coupled with his immediate response after the attack, which was to make it very clear what he thought about it, very clear what his plans were going to be, and obviously within a week they were passing legislation to change the laws in New South Wales. That was a quick response, and that actually helps the public in understanding what the New South Wales government is going to do in response to this incident. One cannot say the same thing about the federal government at the moment.
You're listening to Radio National Breakfast, where the director of the Red Bridge Group, Kos Samaras, is with me. National Cabinet agreed to toughen gun laws in the wake of Bondi, but unlike after Port Arthur in 1996, you haven't seen a unified push. There has been opposition amongst nationals in particular. Does that reflect a change in broader community positions on gun control?
Not really. I mean, there was a published resolve poll out yesterday. About 75% of Australians would like to see gun laws tightened. This also includes One Nation and coalition voters. So the numbers are so high that I would say that those who are arguing against that position are quite politically tone deaf at the moment.
Now, the government seems determined, and we heard it there again from Home Affairs Minister Tony Burke speaking on this program on holding out on holding a royal commission into the Bondi attack, saying it would delay the response. How's that being received by the public?
Look, we haven't tested that particular policy area and the response that it may come from the Australian public in terms of what they think of it all. But I would say this, that right now the Australian public wants to see an immediate response that deals with particular groups across the country that are focused on harming other Australians, whether it's physical or verbal, and using hate speech to do that. That goes from neo-Nazis to obviously religious fundamentalist groups. The Australian public is going to wait and see what the Australian government has planned in this space. And if they think that they haven't taken enough steps, then of course, then I think the Australian public will start actually demanding a royal commission, because that's almost the end point rather than what they expect right now.
Well, you're a former Labor strategist. What do you think? Do you think Anthony Albanese will end up being pressured into agreeing to hold a federal royal commission?
Look, I think if his government's response is firm and is comprehensive and deals with the core issue here, he may not have to do that. But I think the umpire's still out at the moment, because although gun laws, tightening gun laws is a popular policy, I think we all know that Australians actually expect a little bit more than that.
Kos Samaras, thank you.
No problem. Thank you.